Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. It says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
On a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. First of all, I want to apologize for whatever the hell happened yesterday. I don't know what the hell was going on yesterday. Skype was doing its normal thing like it does every morning, and did it again this morning. Call on 55,000 friggin' times. Cut me off yesterday, all right in the middle of the show. God only knows what the hell happened. But, you know, I was determined. I said, screw it, man. I'm going to do a show regardless. I kept signing back on until I finally got on. Said, screw it. I hate giving up. I hate, you know, when a show goes really bad and you're just like, oh, my God. We've all been in shows. If you've done any kind of stage production of any kind, doesn't matter what it is, a school play of any kind. And if it goes bad, you know, it's like, oh, God, you just want to just leave the theater and go home. But you can't, man. You gotta suck it up, man. It's like the fight for freedom. Okay, you know, all right. Some days, you know, you don't have a very good day. Things that are out of your control, just technology, it's this, that, it rains on your picnic, whatever. Sometimes you don't have any control over what happens to you. It's what you do when it happens to you. You got to keep fighting no matter what happens. You can't just give, oh, well, we lost this little thing, had a bad day, oh, well. Guess I'm just going to have to just give up my freedom, you know. Had a bad day, oh, well. Here you are, Mr. Government. Take it all. Here it is. No. That's BS, man. You got to keep going no matter what. I was doing this crap January, whatever it was, September, it was in the fall. I got the goddamn Clinton flu that lasted for like, oh, my God, the thing lasted for like a couple of months. I kept going. I said, screw it. Freedom's too damn important. Well, look, do you want to be a part of the program today? I don't mind. Call the captain directly at 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. There's always good people in there. Meet new people. See what kind of conversation you can spark up. Make fun of me. I don't give a damn. But you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it's a very, 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 very busy news day. Well, today, shipmates, is absolutely no exception. We got a lot to talk about, and I never shut up. So, let's lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Ah, we're officially underway and feeling that salt air. Bosomage, shift colors. Okay, before I get into the scuttlebutt of the day, again, a rally in New York City, if you can make it. I'm still working on trying to get cameras there and do a live feed on my YouTube account or my buddy's YouTube account. He's got one, too. I don't really care what damn stupid account it goes on as long as it goes on. But again, sometimes there's things that are beyond my control, but I still want to go down there. I don't have a laptop, so I need to find one of those, too. So I've got a lot of work to do, and I've only got a short time to do it. So I'm still working on it, but hey, look, if I don't even have that, I can't do a live show, I still got to make it down there. It's a train ride down. Come on. So look, if you're anywhere near New York City, you can make it to New York City. I know she's not a cow. I know she's not a little turtle. The Bureau of Land Management, which loves to kill both, which we've got a report in here today. Did these makeshift burials. He just threw a bunch of dead cows in there. Shot prize bulls in the head from a helicopter because it was a threat. I don't know. Running after it and chasing it and scaring the living hell out of it. I mean, you know, maybe the bull, you know, felt a little threatened himself. But I do understand she's not a cow. She's not worth very much money. You can't make soup out of her. Can't make any steaks out of her. You can't make any, you know, make any milk out of her. But she is a human being. And she's 15. She got into this prison when she was 14. She's been in there for a year and a half now. With no medical attention. And the medicine she was taking was working. Imagine that. Well, we're going to have to take you off your medication. Well, why, Doc? Well, you see, it's working. So we've got to take it off. Oh, that makes sense. Well, see, it's, you know, it's right here, and, you know. The Obamacare handbook, the rules and regulations. They need 10,000 pages for rules and regulations. I mean, who writes this crap? They must have millions of people just, you know, writing chapters. And for what? God only knows what the hell's in it. Who could have possibly read all of this? No one. My God, you'd be drunk by the, you know, I mean, come on. You'd be dizzy. You wouldn't be able to retain it. What would be the point of reading it? The stupid health care bill, it's not a law. It was not passed legitimately. I know. I do that Constitution thing. Oh, there I go again with the C word. Oh, God. I put a penny in the cuss jar. I put a damn quarter in there, but Obama took 24 cents out of it. So all there's left is a penny. I'm lucky to even have that. What if I cuss tomorrow? I'm going to be out of pennies. Now I'm going to be in debt. And with my filthy mouth, good God, I'll never be able to repay the government. But if you believe that a human life is a little bit more important than a cow or a turtle or a wind farm, and you can make it to New York City. 34th and 11th. 34th Street, 11th Avenue. You know where it is. Don't worry, you can get there. It's across from the Jacob Javits Center. You get into Penn Station, hell, you can walk it. Man, come on. New York City, it's the best way to get around, or just walk. But if you want to take a subway, fine. Can't walk a few blocks, all right. Big girl. Get you a damn stupid subway that all the homeless have been pissing on for years. That thing hasn't been cleaned in God knows how long. People puking, drunk. And you want to sit in that. You want to touch it. All these people putting their hands all over the rails. God only knows what kind of diseases there are. But okay, fine. We'll take the goddamn subway then. Yeah, that's what I thought. You can walk it. You might burn off a few of those pounds, too. Look at you. Getting chubby. Too many Cheetos. But if you can make it to New York City, across from the Jacob Javits Center, 34th and 11th Avenue, and May 4th, that's this Sunday, but I don't have the damn time here. Ah, I think it's 1 o'clock. I think it starts at 1. Don't quote me on that, but look it up somewhere. Damn it, here I got all this breaking news over here, and I got nothing to report. I don't know what the time is. I think it's 1 o'clock. It doesn't matter. Hang around there anywhere. It's New York City. You know, if you get there early, get there early. Start something. I don't know. But anyway, let's get to the scuttlebutt of the day. But if you can make it down there, I've got to do everything I can to get down there. There should be a lot of people coming down there. This is a human life. If it can happen to her, it can happen to your kid. Or your neighbor's kid, or your sister's kid, or brother's kid, or somebody, anybody's kid. My God, if you're in the Boston area now, I mean, I would be scared to death to take my child into Boston Children's Hospital. Why is there no investigation on them? Why is there no investigation? I mean, if little old me, little old you, little old Raquel Okay, if we all know this, how come these top dogs don't know it? How come the judges, no judge knows it? Not even the judges in this case doesn't know it. Prosecutor, nobody. No lawyer, nothing. No cop. No nurse. No doctor. Hello? Who's in charge of the ER? I mean, I'm sure it's got to be somebody higher up than a student that, or a doctor that's 7 months out of medical school. I'm pretty sure there had to have been a, you know, some kind of supervisor, right? I mean, it only makes frickin' sense. Why there isn't an outcry, why there isn't anything, I don't understand it. We'll go to war, we'll gang up, and we'll get everybody with guns and line up and start shooting each other over friggin' cows. But when it comes to a human life, a 14-year-old girl, now 15, nah. She's not worth fighting for. She's not worth any money. Can't make any steaks out of her. You know, how much milk could you possibly get out of her? Can't make soup out of her. Can't just throw her in the desert. I mean, there's no money in her. Why should we give a damn? We're making money off of her. And the more kids that we kidnap from these parents through these hospitals, well, the more money we make. Hey, man, you know, got to keep that grant. I need a new boat. I need to put in a new swimming pool this summer, too. You know, I haven't had a pool in a long time. We just moved into a new home. They don't have a swimming pool, so we need to build one. I mean, this is sick stuff, man. And guess who's paying for it? The taxpayer. So Mr. and Mrs. Pelletier paying to have their daughter kidnapped, thrown in a room, and left with no medical attention. And her conditions are getting worse and worse and worse. She can barely speak. She's in a wheelchair. God only knows if she can, you know, go to the bathroom by herself. I'm probably pretty sure she has some difficulty. Do you think she's probably getting the help she needs? Probably not. I'm going to go ahead and say no. So just think of the kind of conditions through, and for what? Nobody seems to care. No, none of the orderlies, I guess you call them, that work there. They don't, nobody says, hey, wait a minute, this is wrong. I mean, how could there be that many sick people in this country? I mean, that's what makes it absolutely just, it's almost hard to fathom that you've got this many sick, twisted people. And even the public doesn't even seem to really, I mean, they do, but the problem is we don't hear about it on the media like we should. It's not so much the public as it is, you know, the media. But people don't really seem to be all that exercised because there would be much bigger turnouts. We would hear about it. There would be things. I mean, I just can't figure out. Now we've got a note that says, please hurry. They're pushing me. They're hitting me. They won't let me sleep. Get me the hell the frig out of here. I mean, hello? We can't investigate that. We can't all the information that we know, we can't find one friggin' detective that can go investigate Boston Children's Hospital. I find that very odd. Who's in charge of the cop shop down there? The lead dick. Who's that? I mean, my God, we got governors now that are involved, sheriffs, cops, doctors, psychologists, all kinds of, I mean, judges, lawyers. Regular civilians, orderlies, they just, you know, they work in the welfare department, the whole welfare department. I mean, if they're stealing kids, God only knows what the hell else they're doing with them. I mean, this is sick, twisted stuff. But we can't get a strong enough media to, you know, hound it and report it. Not even Fox, they won't touch it. What the hell? Well, not a cow, so. All right, well, we got to move on. But anyway, the scuttlebutt of the day, as I tried to get to several minutes ago, but that's just the way it is. That story just pisses me off. I can't let that go, man. I mean, nobody wants to do anything until it happens to them, and then, oh, well, then it's too late. There's nothing you can do. And we keep voting for this. Just remember, the next time you go into the voting booth and you vet your candidates, and it's okay to ask them questions. What are you going to do about child trafficking through the welfare department? What are you going to do as governor? What are you going to do to combat that and stop it, put an end to it immediately? What are you going to do about it? Yeah. You don't know nothing. Pay attention. But do we get a media to ask them those questions? No, we can't do that because then we'd never get another interview. Chicago, cooking the crime books. We got a twofer. A Chicago twofer. Lies and indoctrination. There is no education in this country anymore. There's no education. Simply indoctrination. Here's the information that you need. Here's your spoon. Open up. A loud debate. Ooh. A loud debate. What does that mean? That everybody's screaming? A loud debate about crime statistics is taking place in Chicago as the 2014 gets underway. Election year. Don't you love it how politicians, they just start, I mean, election years just make politicians go into just Sillyville, man. They just wig out. They just bug out on you. Just zing, boom. They all turn into like those freaking Tasmanian devils, man. Just zing. Just stick to doing your goddamn job. That's all you got to do. Look, if you're doing your job and the people like you and they want to keep you, they'll vote for you. But before you can go out and campaign for a re-election, you got to do something. You got to give people a reason to vote for you. I mean, all these people that voted for this Barack insane Obama, they didn't give a damn about his history. Did you get what he promised? Well, we got one thing. He was going to fundamentally transform this country. We sure got that. Didn't get much in the hope and change department. We didn't get much into a booming economy. Oh, but look at the numbers. Yeah, I can look at numbers. I made a good living at manipulating numbers. It's not that difficult of a job to do. Numbers are easy to manipulate. It's what those numbers actually mean versus what they tell you they mean. And if those numbers are even accurate to begin with. You're not going to get straight numbers from the government. Whatever number they give you, if it favors them, then you know it's less. If it doesn't favor them, then you know it's more. A lot more. You really think we've got 8 million people that signed up for this Obamacare? All right. All right. But there's a loud debate now about crime statistics. Anybody ever watched The Wire? That's what they did. They were big on that. Just got to get the numbers in. Instead of getting the crime off the streets, we just got to get the numbers. So it looks like the crime's off the street. They spent more time manipulating the goddamn numbers than they did actually fighting the frickin' crime. I mean, I'm kind of exaggerating a little bit, but they did spend, you know, they were very heavily dependent on these stupid stats. Oh, we got to make the mayor happy. Got to make this happy. Got to make voters happy. Got to make this happy. Well, how about, you know, making the criminals unhappy by taking them off the goddamn street? Oh, we can't do that. Well, why? Well, that's racist. Oh, all right. Let's go over there and beat up Granny. Look at her crossing the street there. Does she have a permit for that walker? I don't know. Let's go check her out. Yeah. We'll give her a pat down. Where's a TSA agent? Speaking of stats, I think I've seen a stat where the TSA agents have yet to catch one criminal. But how many violations have they committed every time they've patted down babies? Little girls, what are they, perverts, little boys? Old women, people with cancer, they don't believe that bag that they're holding there is actually urine? I mean, my God, I mean, I think it's a little bit much. You're taking a... I mean, look, we want security, yes, we all want security. But we want responsible security. Meaning, if you do follow the Constitution, I'm referring to the Fourth Amendment, but I don't think they teach that in TSA school. But you have to understand that if you do have probable cause, and let me tell you, reading conservative material Not exactly probable cause. I don't know if anybody remembers. We covered this story a long time ago. It was about a month ago, 2 months ago. Could have been 3 months ago. It happened to be a Jewish writer. She was at the airport. And she was reading some conservative newspaper or magazine or news monthly subscription to some kind of, I don't know. It was a conservative newspaper, a conservative something, magazine of some sort, whatever. Conservative material, and I can't remember the name of it. I don't know if it was a Jewish conservative thing or if it was just conservative, but she happened to be a writer that won all kinds of different awards for this and for that and blah, 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 blah. They didn't know who she was, but she was reading this conservative newspaper or magazine or whatever. And to them, that meant, well, obviously that's probable cause. We've now got to go. And they put her through the strip searches and the cavity searches and the x-rays. The whole smash. Well, we do know that the government training, and we've heard that on this show, they've got a whole list. If you talk about big government, if you do any of these right-wing groups, there's somebody to look out for. They think they've got all these government agencies convinced that the Tea Party is out. Everybody comes with guns, and they can't wait to go out and just start shooting government officials. I mean, I just can't for the life of me figure out how you can connect those dots. Obviously, these are people that have never been to a Tea Party, or they're going to, you know, a different meeting other than a Tea Party, because that's not what the Tea Party is. I don't know who these groups are. So if you want to know who these groups are, I don't know. I guess you could try the internet. I have no idea where to look for them. I'm not interested in looking for them. Because you believe in limited government, because, you know, Constitution, how is that automatically you're anti-government? How can you be pro-Constitution? The United States Constitution. Pro. Think about this. Pro. United States Constitution. That means you're anti-government. And you're radical. And you're a killer. Yeah, you want to kill. You got a gun. You like violence. You are a domestic terrorist. You are committing jihad. I told you, this is how this crap starts, man. This is where it starts, right here. There's going to be bloodshed down at that Bundy Ranch. I'm more than likely sure that at some point, yeah. Does it have to be? Absolutely freaking not. Now, these grazing fees, I mean, it's been on the land forever. Now, all of a sudden, in 93, they want to get money. Well, they want to use the land. These are Democrats. They want the land for themselves. And they found out he's probably not a Democrat. So instead of going to land where nobody's using, we got to use this land. So we've got power. For what? And blame it on some damn turtle that you ended up killing because there's too many of them? So obviously the damn turtle wasn't really in danger anyway. But fine, if it was and you turned it out and there was a lot of desert turtles, fine. Instead of killing them, you could have put them in another desert or let them go somewhere else, give them to a zoo. I don't know. Maybe a little Bobby Sue wants a frickin' pet. Anyway, getting back to Chicagoland, This is the community that your president organized. This is his handiwork. This is what he created. He organized this. This is what his organization skills bring. And Chicago, again, Chicago's a nice town, man. All these cities, man, it's heartbreaking. Detroit, Chicago, all going to pot for what? I mean, look, these towns, man, this is American history. I mean, this is all part of America. There's a lot of history in Chicago, a lot of American history. There's a lot of American history all over this country. There's no reason to take a town like Chicago. And because it's not politically expedient, you can't really do anything about the crime. Pass more gun laws. Okay. Well, those gun laws really work, don't they? How many more deaths have to be counted by guns before you realize that your stupid gun laws don't work? If the guys with the guns knew that their victims had guns, there'd be a lot less gun violence. I know. It's a very odd way of looking at things. I know. It's called logic. Maybe clean the goddamn city up and give these people a reason to actually live in the town and do something other than crime. Like allow businesses to conduct business. So maybe some of these guys, instead of shooting people, can pack their groceries or, I don't know, do something, get some kind of a job. It doesn't matter what it is. Any kind of anything. Bring some industry in there. Bring something in there. There's a lot of things you can do. Take these thugs off the street. Give them a reason to get off the damn street. But you're doing everything you can to keep them on the street, and then you wonder why they're on there. Well, let's get more gun laws. Oh, okay. Now, that'll solve it. And the crime rate goes up and up and up and up. But since we're Democrats, we can't have that. So we've got to make the numbers look good for us. This is how it all works. These are the privileges that you get when you are a Democrat and you win an election. These are special privileges. Republicans, they don't get this special prize. Only Democrats get it. The police department in Chicago, no, they're not corrupt. Never have been. Are you kidding? No, come on. The police department is claiming that it has helped lower crime. Oh, I'm sure they did. Yeah, they're out there really lowering that crime. As the statistics, I got, there goes my broken left-handed tongue, right on schedule. As statistics, see, it's the S's and T's that get me all screwed up. This is what I don't like about the English language. For people like me, it's very difficult to speak it. As statistics are down all across the board over last year. Oh, look at that. Well, this is what happened with The Wire. They were lowering they got to, cheese the numbers up. Oh, look at this. Oh, that's not a felony. That's a this. Okay, take that off. Oh, look at this, boss. Look at this. We lowered crime. No, you didn't lower crime. Look, if the numbers are up, the numbers are up. Okay, fine. If you lower the numbers and the numbers are real, okay, that's something to come out and, pat yourself on the back. Look at me, Ma. I lowered crime. Well, good for you, son. But when you know the numbers are so bad and you don't want, you don't like that embarrassment, well, why is it, if you're embarrassed, it means that you know deep inside that you didn't do something that you should have been doing. That's called guilt. So we got to cover that up. I can't let anybody know that I'm guilty because I'm a Democrat. We're not allowed to be guilty. So we've got to manipulate the numbers to make it look like, well, we're actually doing our job. And we have 8 million people signed up for Obamacare, and they just keep coming. The numbers just keep on rising. It works. Obamacare works. Yeah, sure does, doesn't it? But, continuing on, this is my third sentence here. Eventually, I'm going to get to it. Been on the air for 40 minutes, and I'm on my third sentence. Imagine that. Well, it's one of those days, and it's cloudy. Damn it. That's all right. But others claim that the ultra cold and snowy winter, oh, it's the winter that did it. The winter kept all the criminals inside because we know black people, they don't like cold. But others claim that the ultra cold and snowy winter experienced is what held crime down, not any particular efforts by the Chicago PD. However, there are others that say, it ain't snow. It ain't snow. It ain't the Chicago PD out there busting humps. It ain't the cold winter. It ain't the wind. Because it's not supposed to be cold. It's global warming. Don't you remember? Warmest winter on record. It's always the warmest winter on record. Meanwhile, you haven't felt your testicles in over a month, but this is the warmest winter on record. All right. Got to manipulate the numbers. And that's all these stupid scales and models and all these graphs and charts of global warming is. Just manipulating the numbers to make it look like you want them to look. Well, again, I did that in finance. It's easy. Numbers are easy to manipulate. But when you do it and it's this misleading, and you are a government official, and you are completely misleading the public on something as big as health care, I mean, that is criminal. You can't do that. That's not what our government is designed to do. That's not what it's for. And government should not be used as such. You should not benefit from the taxpayers' money. No government aid, nothing should benefit. But the country as a whole. Last week, Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy claimed that his department was making progress. Okay, don't you love that? Well, we're making progress, which means what? That could mean anything. Making progress. Really? Taking a step forward? Step in the right direction? Yeah, how's that budget working out there, Mr. Ryan, and that step in the right direction? There is no steps in right directions when it comes to budgets. How do you take a step in the right direction? That doesn't even make any sense. You are either going in the right direction or you are not. There are no steps. One step, what does that mean? That means nothing. You get nowhere. I don't want steps. You should be moving in the right direction, not taking one step and then be stagnant for another 10 years. Because nobody wants to get their feet wet. Nobody wants to, nobody wants to do anything because, well, there's elections coming up. But we're making progress, says Gary McCarthy, on defeating crime and pointed to the lower rates as proof. Look at this, guys. Here it is. Here's the numbers. They're just out. Oh, wow. That looks impressive. Wow. How'd you do it? Wow. You know, you take these bucks and you throw them into this big old pot of water there and you cook them for a while. Yeah, they come out just exactly like you want them. Not everyone, however, is accepting Mr. McCarthy's claims. I don't. I don't know anything about it. I just want to, you know, I just think he's guilty. I have that right. If I'm guilty of being a hater and a racist and a this-a-phobe and a that-a-phobe, well, I can throw a little hate around myself. What do I need evidence for? Democrats don't need evidence. I don't need proof. It's the accusation, right? It's the accusation that counts. It doesn't matter about the evidence. Evidence, come on. Evidence is evidence. That's all just legal mumbo jumbo. Come on. Their case is bolstered by the fact that during the first weekend of the year, favored by moderate weather, violence in Chicago exploded with 35 shootings in only 36 hours. So what they're saying is, you see, when the sun came out, people came out with their guns. And when it was cold, they went inside. There may be some truth to that, okay? However, that's still not what is getting these guys to come out and shoot each other. It all boils down to their will. They have a will to kill. So they're going to find a way to kill. If they can't find an illegal gun on the street, they'll find a way to kill them. Run them over with their car. Throw a rock at them. I don't know. They'll find a way. Beat them up with a big stick. Stab them. Stick a shiv in their throat. Whatever. The will. That's the problem. That's what people don't want to attack, because that's where the real problem is. And they don't want to face that. So they want to face something that, you know, is... It can't defend itself. It's an inanimate object. It can't do a damn thing by itself. It takes human operation, the human will to operate it in the manner that it is operated. If operated correctly, it can be an efficient tool. But if you operate it, well, in a manner inconsistent with responsible behavior, yeah, you're going to get certain actions and certain things that you just would rather not want to have to deal with. But it boils down to the will. First of all, you need to give them a reason. If they're going to get out of their little ghettos there, their little apartments and wherever their little cubby holes or wherever the hell they're living, they're going to get out. Well, give them something to do other than shoot each other. Fix your damn cities up. Put some jobs in there. Make it so businesses can actually conduct business in the country. That'll help. Instead of these guys going to work on the streets, killing each other, selling crack cocaine, well, maybe they can go in someplace, earn a living. Maybe buy a house in the suburbs. I don't know. But at least give them an opportunity to do something other than kill each other. Might clean the town up. Oh, we can't do that. Well, that's racist. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We'll just cook the books instead. See, look. Look what we did. We lowered crime. We'll tell all those mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and cousins and aunts and uncles that continuously go to these funerals that crime is down. I'm sure they'd like to hear that. I'm sure that's good news for them. Well, we love Johnny and all, but thank God the crime rate is down. Jesus, God almighty, man. A new investigative report by Chicago Magazine. Ooh, Chicago Magazine. Well, they claim that Mayor Emanuel, which we all know who he is, he's a ballerina, and his brother has got an annoying, obnoxious speech impediment that's a doctor. That would be the last person I would want operating on me. And same with that that knucklehead, what, Howard or whatever the hell his stupid name was. We're going to go to Oregon and California. Howard Dean. That's him. He's a friggin' doctor. Imagine that guy. You come walking in and you're bleeding profusely out of your jugular vein and here comes this son of a bitch. Here, I'm going to operate on you. No, you ain't. You get your ass the hell away from me, mister. Do it and do it now. Go, you pest. Go. Get him and that Zeke Emanuel. I wouldn't want him working on me. My God. I mean, the guy gives me the willies, man. I mean, just looking at him, he's kind of creepy. I don't trust a lot of people. When I go to a doctor, I don't like going to doctors. But if I am going to go to a doctor, if I don't trust him for whatever reason, they got beady eyes, or they're soft talkers, or they're doing this, or saying things I don't like. Nope. They ain't touching me. But Chicago Magazine, continuing on, claims that Mayor Emanuel, they call him the Godfather. I mean, oh, shut up. Like, what is that supposed to mean? I mean, is he a Godfather? Is he ordering deaths? Ordering hits? Huh? Call him no Godfather. Don't call him anything. Certainly not a mayor. Well, he won mayor. Of course, you knew that. I mean, Democrats already had that election. You know, they already had it counted before it even happened. Come on. But this magazine, Chicago Magazine, their claim is that Emanuel and Superintendent McCarthy are actually cooking the books to make it appear that crime is falling when in fact it is not. Oh, I'm sure that it is. Rahm Emanuel? No, he wouldn't be involved in anything like that. Really? I'm surprised. It's got to be a mistake. It's got to be a typo. Ah, it's a couple of rogue employees. That's what it is. Isn't that right? Yeah. We'll sick the IRS on them. We'll get them. The magazine says that murders and violent crimes are being reported in ways that hide them from accumulated statistics. That's what The Wire was doing. Watch it. It's a good program. Start at the very beginning. And watch it all the way through. It's 5 seasons. I think it's 5, 6 seasons, something like that. But they're good seasons. It's a good show. It keeps getting better and better. It's a good show. You'll like it. Case, for instance, a woman was murdered, but because her corpse, or as the president would say, her corpse. What an idiot. How do you... You're a goddamn freaking constitutional scholar. You went to grad school. You went to this school, law school, this, that, and everything else. Supposedly took the bar exam, which you know damn good and well he failed that, but because he was a foreign exchange student, they gave it to him. All he had to do was show up, even if he didn't show up. He probably had somebody else show up for him. I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't know. We don't know anything about this guy. He's only the most transparent president in American history, but we don't know a damn thing about him. But how do you not know that that's Corman? And what the hell is a corpsman? Would that be, I mean, a guy who goes around picking up dead bodies? I mean, what are we, in a Monty Python? You know, bring out your dead! Bring out your dead! I mean, what the hell is a corpseman? What the hell? What's the matter with you? I mean, that right there, I mean, then he said it not only once, but I think he said it like, what, three times? I mean, dude. Corpseman, think about that. You're supposed to be so smart and so intelligent. No. Instead of classifying the death as a murder, the Chicago police classified the death as a non-criminal death. Because her corpse had so many different injuries, the coroner couldn't determine exactly which one killed her. Well, if you have that many injuries, that brutal of a hatchet job, how can you consider that non-criminal? You don't, I mean, the cause of death, I think, is, well, all of the injuries that she, you know, attained. She couldn't have done this herself. Somebody had to physically do this. And there is no non-criminal element to it. It's criminal. How do you put that down as non-criminal? You couldn't determine which blow to the head killed her, which stab to the chest killed her, which slice of the throat killed her, which gunshot killed her. I mean, does it matter? All of them. The fact is, you know, the girl was brutally murdered. Could have been torture. Who knows? But you can't consider that because you can't determine which killed her, the bullet or the knife or the hatchet or the chainsaw or the, you know. It's criminal. Somebody had to do this. It didn't just all of a sudden happen. I mean, I just, with the stroke of a computer key, this woman was airbrushed out of Chicago's homicide statistics, quote unquote, from the Chicago Magazine. But is anything going to be done with it? No. Why? Well, he's a Democrat. He's Rahm Emanuel. He was the king's chief of staff. He can't be linked to any kind of crimes because then that'll go back to Obama. We can't have the king be embarrassed. Valerie Goebbels will be embarrassed. Hillary Clinton now, she's running for president, so she can't be linked to anything. This is how these people are. Doesn't matter what the crime is, they just can't be linked to anything. But they're the ones committing it. American people are the ones paying the price for it. Imagine that. You go out and commit a bunch of crimes, and somebody else does your time. That's a hell of a business. Maybe I ought to go into politics. We identified 10 people who were beaten, burned, suffocated, or shot to death in 2013. And whose cases were reclassified as death investigations, downgraded to more minor crimes, or even closed as non-criminal incidences, all for illogical or best unclear reasons, let's see, people were beaten and they were burned, suffocated, or shot, No, that's not a real crime. I mean, that's, hey, look, hey, come on. Boys will be boys. They go out and they play with big sticks and guns and fire and stuff like that. Sometimes, you know, sometimes things get a little out of hand, you know. I mean, it's always fun until somebody loses an eye, you know. So now the kids, they learn a lesson. What are you going to do? Hey, Catsibilius. Hey, you know, some people live, some people die. It's just the way it is. But the numbers look good. Look at this. Yeah. 8 million people signed up for Obamacare. Oh, yeah. Crime rate goes down in Chicago. Yeah. The authors of this article in Chicago Magazine also found the same troubling practice in the reporting of other crimes, including serious felonies, such as robberies, burglaries. What the hell's the difference between robberies and burglary? I guess you break into a house that's burgling. But if you steal somebody's purse, it's a robbery. But what if you walk into a bank and you rob it? Is that considered burglary or robbery? What the hell's the difference? But robberies and burglaries and assaults, oh, they were misclassified. See, you know, we just got this new secretary that comes in here, and she hired all these new temps to come in here, thought we were going to save a couple of bucks. These people have never worked with files before. They misclassified them. They're rogue employees. We had no idea. Nobody knew. Everybody thought that everything was going smooth, but nobody knew. It's not our fault. But in the stat books, and they were downgraded to wrist slap offenses, or some of them just vanished all together. Now, does that really make you feel more comfortable knowing that the crime is up, but the numbers are down? Kind of like unemployment. Do you think the 91.5 million people that are out of work, you think they feel comfortable now, knowing that the unemployment rate is 6.7 and dropping? Don't you think you think maybe they might feel very warm and fuzzy, knowing they've still been out of work for the past 4 years, but the unemployment rate is lowered down to 6.7? That's got to make them feel good, don't you think? They still don't have anything on the table to eat. They don't have a home anymore. That got foreclosed on. The car got foreclosed on. Damn dog ran away. Couldn't afford to feed him anyway. You think they feel better now knowing that the unemployment rate is 6.7? You think those people in Chicago that are just coming home from a funeral because their son got a bunch of bullets in the head, it was burned and tortured, you think they feel better now knowing that the crime rate in Chicago is down? Think they feel more comfortable now? Look, numbers on a paper don't mean a damn thing. It's what's going on actually in the streets that matters. What's actually happening, not what's on the paper. What's on paper? Anybody can put anything on paper. Hell, I got a bunch of paper right here. I got pens. I got pencils. Jesus Christ. I even got a crayon. I can do anything on a paper. What does that mean? Well, it's on paper. All right. Here's part two. This is what they're teaching now in the Chicago public schools. They're cooking the books, crime rate's going down, and this curriculum now is going to cover from kindergarten through 10th grade. And of course it is, you know, designed to be in the line with Common Core, you know, that no one likes, but we still have to have it. Kind of like Obamacare. But do they listen to the American people? Well, obviously they don't. I don't see the evidence. Oh, but Common Core. Common Core. It includes a web link to theafrican.com, a website whose publisher decides or decries fake Jews. and calls the United States Zionist occupied enemy territory. This is what your little kindergartners are going to be learning in school. The United States, a Zionist occupied enemy territory. Fake Jews. What the hell is a fake Jew? What, I mean, whatever. The site also claims that the world will end sometime this year. Oh, okay. They always say that. Year 2000, remember all the computers were supposed to blow up? Everybody was supposed to die. I mean, actually, with all these computer guys. Well, it could happen. All the dates will get screwed up, and the computers didn't know, and it's gonna, things are going to get messy, and everything's going to explode. And nothing happened. I couldn't believe these people wigging out. Oh, the millennium, everything's going to, all the computers are going to go down, everything. The whole world was going to, you know, look, people have been talking about the end of time since the beginning of time. So when the end of time actually does get here, then come get me, you know, then sound the alarms and do whatever. By then, you know, I mean, the end of time is the end of the time. Now what? Now what? Well, that's it. You're done. Nothing to do. And don't worry about the end of the time. Don't worry about the end of time. Worry about what the hell you're doing right now. So the world is going to end sometime this year, and that President Barack Hussein Obama is merely another trick beast of the Fourth Kingdom. What the hell? I don't, God Almighty, Jesus Christ Almighty. Beast of the Fourth Kingdom. Well, I don't know what kingdom he's a beast of, but he is about a beast. I'll give you that. The new Chicago curriculum was announced last December. Well, wait a minute. Now, why are they bringing this in? If the world is supposed to end in this sometime this year, why are they bringing this in? Why are we spending the money on it if the world's going to end? Screw it. What the hell do we need this for? I mean, why? If the world's going to end, why do we need to know this crap? Why do we got to, I mean... World's always going to end. World ends for somebody all the time. Somebody, boom, just somebody just died. Somewhere in the world, somebody just expired. So that's it. Goodbye. CPS. That's what they're calling it. Has taken great pride in developing a year-long interdisciplinary African and African American studies program that will enrich the understanding and appreciation of African and African American history and culture to help build stronger and more cohesive student communities. CPS began developing IAAAS, is what they call it. IAS, IAAAS. Well, that's ridiculous. Here's why I don't like this. Anyway, I mean, African-American study, I mean, okay, fine. We should learn about different cultures. We learned about, you know, Indians when I was a kid. There's nothing wrong with learning with this stuff. But to over-curriculize it, we should be learning about America, American way of life. How about the American culture? Yeah, I know. Okay, a lot of people come from different places. Okay, that's fine and dandy. But we need to start concentrating more on teaching American culture. But we don't get that. We always got to cater to somebody else. Well, who? Look, we are America. We do have a way of life. We do have things. Why do we got to cater to them? Why, they're coming over here. Why don't they cater to us? I'm not talking about African Americans. I'm talking about people in general. I mean, I don't have a problem with a little bit of this stuff, a study in this stuff. I have a problem with the Common Core. But I have a problem with the over doing it part that I have a problem with. I also have a problem with I do not trust that this curriculum is going to be anything other than Whitey is a racist. I don't have any faith that this is going to actually talk about, you know, what it says it's supposed to talk about. I don't trust that for 1 minute. Do I have the evidence? No. But do I have enough evidence to know of what I have learned thus far in my entire time on planet Earth to know that if the government is involved in something, especially when it comes to education, not interested? I don't trust it. Whitey's bad. They hate Blackie. Hate, hate, hate. Blah, 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 blah. White kids grow up. Oh, I'm so sorry for being white. There's nothing wrong with learning different cultures in America. We have a lot of different cultures. I don't have a problem with that. But what I have a problem with is when you're going to use it against another. That's what I have a problem with. I don't doubt for a second that this material, now they're going to try to use it in mathematics, science, social science, the arts, physical education, health. How do you do supposedly African-American studies? I mean, whatever. So I guess there was a smart black guy that did math. One did science. I'm sure there are. Human beings are smart creatures, and they're scientists all over the globe. Anyway, let's move on here. But you know what I mean? I mean, we're not teaching, you know, the American way of life, teaching American history. We're teaching everybody else's history but our own. Like, why do we celebrate Independence Day? Well, baseball's on, and then, you know, we can have a barbecue and cook some dogs and some burgers, some sausages. The goddamn banks are closed, the bastards. But at least I got a day off. And it's a beautiful day, barbecue, baseball, beer. Got everything we need. Yeah, but why do we celebrate it? Well, you know, we need a day off. It's for fireworks. It's the firework day. Yeah, but why do we celebrate it? Well, so we can get a day off and shoot up fireworks. What's the matter with you? Yeah, whoa. What's the matter with you? We need to start going back and teaching America. Look, I'm sorry, but American way of life, American culture does have its own culture. There's nothing wrong with teaching other cultures. But to forget about our own and teach everybody else's and teach our own is so-called racist and this and that. Turn everybody away. This is all designed to turn everybody away from the Constitution, because if you believe in the Constitution, which they want to have rewrite it. Imagine we talked about this a couple of days ago. Could have been yesterday. Who the hell knows? I don't know what the hell went on yesterday. Dogs barking, Skype cutting out. I'm sorry, Jesus God Almighty, what a day. I don't know. Let's move on. Good God, we got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Let's open up my treasure chest, see what kind of booty we can plunder this morning. Oh, look at this. High school senior forms a petition and gets over 1,000 signatures. They're petitioning Michelle Obama speaking at their high school graduation because it would overshadow the student's big day. Well, good for this student. Good for this student. I wouldn't want her speaking at my high school either. I didn't really care about that graduation. I thought all those speeches were boring. I'm like, come on. Then the stupid valedictorian has to get up there and make a stupid speech. Oh, shut up. freaking high school. Give me my goddamn diploma. Let me get the hell out of here. Oklahoma militia members now have joined fight against the feds. See, this is happening. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, I've been talking about this, and you can only push people so far for so long, and eventually people rise up and start pushing back. I've been warning this since I started this show. I knew it. Damn it. This stuff is coming. And we don't need to go there. We could still stop it. If we had anybody who was responsible in our government, anywhere, this would all be done. We shouldn't. We would have never been here. But it's greed, and it's power, and it's ego, and it's money. But yet a 15-year-old girl is left in a room by herself to die with no medical attention because her parents, well, dared to get the best medical care they could for her. That's medical abuse. IRS revokes conservative group's tax-exempt status over an anti-Clinton statement. See, this happened, I think it happened in like 2004, or 2001, 2004, and 2000-something. That they made these statements, but they're going to lose their status now. Yeah. No, we're not targeting anybody. No, we're just doing our job. Look, the IRS has not stopped their targeting of conservative groups. Don't think for one second that that's over with. It's not. It's continued. It's only gotten bigger. They're more brazen about it. They don't give a damn. They just don't care. They know that they don't have a strong enough Congress that's going to do anything. They've got the Senate. They won't do anything. That's what they're really worried about in 2014. If they lose the Senate and enough in the Senate and lose more in the House, yeah. I think at least the Republicans should at least consider impeachment hearings. We should have done this a long time ago. We should have never, first of all, we as the American citizen should have never allowed our government to get to the point where it is today. This is our fault. We screwed up. We got to fix it. We're the only ones that can fix it, and we can fix it. But it starts with our mind. If you can't get your mind fixed, forget it. Stay out of the game. Oh, look at this. Uh-oh, I wonder what the libs are going to think about this now. There's a new study out. Oh, you know, you love these studies. Don't you love these studies? Well, I did a study. Yeah, look at all these global warming studies. I thought we were supposed to not have any polar ice caps. 2014, weren't the polar ice caps supposed to be completely gone? Well, Al Gore, he said. He had a model right there. He was on, he went on MSNBC, man. He went on television. He made a movie. He's done speeches. Speeches. Flies around the world in his big, giant, jumbo jet. Flies around giving speeches about carbon footprints. But a new study is out that shows that fuels from corn are a bigger greenhouse gas than gasoline. Yeah, all that corn ethanol, yeah, that's supposed to be worse for the environment than gasoline. But yet farmers aren't allowed to grow corn and sell it, except to make this stupid fuel. And now it's destroying the environment. See, this is the EPA. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They think they want to save the planet and save the world. But they don't understand what the actual problem is. Again, this is the problem with liberalism. They only see the surface to any issue. And this is why they can never solve problems. Liberals are not problem solvers. They're problem creators, problem makers. They're good at that. But solving the problem, no. They are not problem solvers. And any one of these bastards that tells you that they are, then you know that you got someone that is definitely not a problem solver. You got a huge problem maker on your hands is what you got. TSA? What TSA? We don't have any TSA. Where were they? Well, we don't know. Maybe they were at lunch. Maybe Kim Kardashian was on. We don't know. Maybe the guy had to leave and go get a bag of Cheetos. I don't know. Maybe the electricity went out. Who knows? Maybe they fell asleep. But this kid in Hawaii, I think he was, what, 15? Climbs over the fence. They got it all on video, but nobody saw him. Jumps into an airplane up there in the wheel well. Evidently, it got so cold he passed out. They can't even figure out why the guy even lived. But evidently, he wanted to go, I guess, stateside, wanted to run away. But the point is if this 15-year-old kid can do this, who's to say that somebody with a bomb couldn't have done it? You see what I'm saying? Why they got it on video, but nobody saw it. And that goes along with what the TSA, they haven't caught anybody. But look how many violations they create. I mean, what are they doing? If we're going to have a TSA, they're supposed to do, look, this needs to be run a little bit more militarized. I'm sorry, it does. If we're going to have an effective TSA, but we need to be responsible. We cannot be taking out the little kids and grandmas and everybody and patting them down. We can't be doing that. Look, if you've got probable cause, the guy comes in and he's sweating, and he's doing this, he's making a scene doing this. You done your homework. You know if you've got some real probable cause. You go through the little nakedometer there. I mean, you don't need to be, you know, sticking fingers in cavities. You don't need to be doing that. Patting anybody down, we don't need to be doing that. X-rays, a nakedometer, and you're done. We just want responsible security. That's all that we're asking for. We don't need the overkill. Overkill is not secure. I don't feel secure when I see that much security. I don't feel that secure. That means, well, they're afraid of something. Well, if they're afraid of something's going to happen, then something will happen. If something will happen, I don't want to be around. I don't feel that secure. Sorry. Bundy Ranch, they unearthed what the BLM did to their cattle. Big, huge mass graves. Shooting cows. Prize bulls from a helicopter because they were a threat. And U.S. Is weighing now curbing deportations. Well, that's because it's political. We'll get into that. It's a whole big mess. But those deportation numbers, those aren't real numbers. Again, manipulating the numbers to make it look, we did. We got 8 million people signing up for Obamacare. We deported all these people. Look at us. We're doing such a great job. Our border is secure. Really. High school senior forms this petition. His name is, or her name, Taylor Gifford, 18. She started an online petition on Thursday. This was last week. With over 1,200 signatures. So she's probably got a bunch more now. Asking that Michelle Obama not speak at the Topeka High School graduation. Obama's speech is tied to the 60th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Brown versus Board of Education, which outlawed segregation in schools. Some students feel that the speech would overshadow student accomplishments, and others feel limited seating will be a problem. See, they don't want to be inconvenienced by her. And I guess I don't really blame her, because now they're going to have people that won't be able to come see, you know, see their grandson or their uncle or whatever, graduate, whatever. They only give out so many seats. I never understood why they got to, you know, they, I know it's a big money maker, but everybody only gets four tickets. I mean, you got a football stadium, whatever. You can have as many people. Just show up. It's graduation. Come on. But a furor over what the Topeka School District considers an honor has erupted after plans were announced for Obama to address a combined graduation ceremony for 5 area high schools next month. 1,000-seat arena. Look at that. For some, it was the prospect of a tight limit on the number of seats allotted to each graduate. For others, it was a notion that the Obama speech tied to the 60th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Brown versus Board of Education would overshadow the students' big day. Parents and students spoke Thursday at a school board meeting and urged the district officials to reconsider their decision to invite Obama. I'm a single mother who has raised him for 18 years by myself, said Tina Hernandez. She's a parent at Topeka High School senior. I've told him education is the only way out. This is one of the biggest days in their lives. They've taken the glory and shine from the children and put on Mrs. Obama. She does not know our kids. This is Tina Hernandez. Well, good for you, Tina. You're right. Mrs. Obama does not know your kids. Ron Harbaugh, spokesman for the Topeka High School District, said discussions were underway to work out the logistics. Don't you love when people, oh, we got to work out the logistics. No, you got to figure out a way to smooth this over so you don't lose your job. Discussions are underway to work out the logistics and planning for the event, including how many tickets each family member would be allotted. And of course, I got to go through all the security. Imagine that. Trying to see your son or daughter graduate, and you got to go through all this crap. I wouldn't want to be interested. I wouldn't want to listen to her speak. What is she going to say? Somebody else wrote the damn thing. She's just reading out of a teleprompter like her husband does. They're both good at it. We will have a clearer picture of what's going on, Mr. Harbaugh said. Officials asked the president or first lady to speak at graduation as a tie-in with the anniversary of the Brown decision. The district plans to place a priority on seating students and their families and could broadcast the event to an overflow room at a hotel. So we get an overflow room. I got to watch my son graduate from a hotel room because the first lady wants to make a speech, which nobody's interested in her stupid speech anyway. Why doesn't she, if she wants to give a speech, maybe she should teach these kids. Her speech should be about what not to do so you don't get your law license taken away from you. Don't be corrupt. When you graduate, now you're going to get out into the professional world. Don't be corrupt like I was. I lost my law license. I can't practice law now. That would be the speech that I would want Mrs. Obama to give. I think that would be a good speech, don't you think? I do. Well, this isn't good enough for Taylor Gifford. They don't care how many seats you put out there, how nice this goddamn hotel room is. Adjacent to the graduation arena. Ooh. Well, it's close by, so. Well, Taylor Gifford, who started an online petition on Thursday evening to urge the district to reconsider its plans. She and the more 1,200 people who had signed it expressed concern that Obama's visit would be limited seating options for the family and friends. And what they're really trying to say, without really saying it because they would be racist, is they don't like her and they don't want her to speak. They don't want to listen to her. And I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to listen to her. You know, unless the president actually graduated at the school, or the so-called first lady, which I don't call the president's wife first lady. I just don't like that. That's too royalish for me. I just don't like it. It bugs me, irritates me. But unless they actually graduated or have some actual real link to that particular high school, will they actually have a real link to it? I don't think the president or his wife should really give a speech. You know what I mean? I mean, it is kind of distracting. I mean, you're there to see your kid graduate. You don't give a damn about the stupid president or the first lady. Unless they graduated there and there's a reason for them to speak, okay, they're, you know, a homeboy, you know, hometown kid, whatever. Okay, fine. I don't know. But this is all propaganda. I'm sure this was probably Valerie Goebbels' decision. I really would like it to have a peaceful solution, but there is so much misinformation going on, Ms. Gifford said. Gifford said her initial reaction to the news was excitement, saying she was freaking out about the prospect of the First Lady speaking at graduation. When rumors of limited tickets surfaced, Gifford felt that the focus was being shifted from the students to Obama. Well, don't you know, sweetheart? Don't you know that the focus is always going to be on the king or the queen and not you? People think it's a great opportunity, but it's the graduates' time. They're getting that diploma that they worked so hard for, Ms. Gifford said. Families are feeling that they are being cheated out of the loved one's special day. Abby Rubottom, a Topeka high school senior, described herself as a diehard Democrat. Let me tell you something, sweetheart. Abby Rubottom, a diehard Democrat, you've never voted. You're 18 now. There's no election until November. Diehard Democrat, you have no idea. You're an idiot. This idiot, she doesn't like the fact that Obama is sharing the stage with the graduates. See, it's all about them. See, she is a Democrat. She has no idea what a diehard Democrat is. I mean, she's 18. She's never voted once. She's not been old enough yet to vote. It's like, shut up, sweetheart. Huh? Diehard Democrat. Well, I guess you could be. But, I mean, when you're 18, oh, I'm a diehard Democrat. Shut up. What do you even know? Go away. But this is about the Democrats. I mean, look, if it doesn't benefit them, then it's bad. And all the focus has to be on them. Well, she's a king, or she's a queen. So she naturally is going to get more focus. Well, these little girls, they don't like that. Oh, the focus is not going to be on me. What? It's going to be on her? No. Oh, yeah. Get on Facebook. Me. I'm actually blaming both people, both sides on this. But I wouldn't want her to speak either. Why would you even invite her? For what? Oh, because she's black. Oh, well. There's plenty of other black people out there that could actually give a much better speech. I mean, just saying. No disrespect for the First Lady, says the diehard Democrat, 18 years old, knows everything. She's the smartest kid in her. Oh, man, I mean, nobody's smarter than her. She's 18. She's so intelligent and courageous and wonderful. You got a lot of learning there, little Rue Bottom. You're 18. You're a baby. You haven't even begun to live yet. Shut up. Don't give me this diehard Democrat. I don't want to hear you. You have no idea what it means to be a Democrat. But no disrespect for the First Lady, and it's amazing that she wants to come, but I just think it doesn't belong at graduation because nobody's going to pay attention to me. That's right there, Miss Rubottom. Abby Rubottom. That's right. They're not going to pay attention to you. They're going to pay attention to the Queen, which I'm sure your parents voted for. Rubottom suggested separate ceremonies with Obama speaking at one and the address being replayed at the other. I mean, this story, can it shut up already? Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm done. I can't take any more of this. Let's move the hell on. I mean, what a boring story. And who cares? Screw them. See, Democrats like being Democrats until they find out that until it happens to them. And then they, wait a minute, there's got to be a Republican involved in this. It shouldn't happen to me. This should happen to other people. I'm a Democrat. Well, no, this is liberalism. This is what Democratism brings you. Well, yeah, but that's not supposed to bring it to me. It's supposed to bring it to the Republicans. No, brings it to everybody. This is what you get. This is what you voted for. Happy, happy, happy. Then they wake up and go, wait a minute. Oh, no, I never liked that Obama anyway, you know. Oh, I knew it. You know, when I went to voting booth, I told my wife and my family and my boss, and I told them that I voted for Obama, but I really didn't. Yeah, shut up, idiot. Now we've got the Oklahoma militia members now are joining this fight against the feds, which they actually got. I mean, look, okay, you want to talk about these stupid grazing fees. Okay, well, my question is, why were the grazing fees all of a sudden initiated in 1993? Why were they not initiated when, back in the, 19th century? Well, the Democrats wanted to use that land for something. God only knows what they wanted to use the land for. They used the turtle as an excuse. Why they need that land, I don't know. But these stupid cows have been grazing on this land, which is actually kind of healthy for the land. When the animals are using it, there's nothing wrong with the land. The turtles are living. The cows are living. Feds, they're not using the land, but because they need the money for whatever God knows what reason. Democrats always need money for something, for them, not for you, but for them. So they've been fighting back and forth, and he disagrees that he shouldn't have to pay these grazing fees. Well, in a sense, I guess I can understand where he's coming from. Family's been on there since the 19th century, whatever, 1850 or whatever, 70, whatever. Then all of a sudden in 93, the Clintons come in. They want the land for God only knows what they wanted it for. Bill Clinton wanted to build an oasis out in the desert, bring all those little underage prostitutes to, and have a way with them, staying in their little dresses. Who knows what the hell they wanted that land for? God only knows, they're Democrats. But this war is not over cows or turtles or any of that. It's over power and money, man. Greed. Who's the top dog, me or you? They're going to come to war for cows, but not for people. People aren't worth very much, especially a 14-year-old girl. But now she's 15. Well, now she's even older. Her value just dropped. She's not worth very much at all. A land dispute in Nevada between rancher Cliven Bundy and the federal government began decades ago. The Bureau of Land Management says that Mr. Bundy was allowing his cattle to graze on government land. Bundy claims that his cattle has grazed on this land since 1870 without interference from the government. However, the Bureau of Land Management says Bundy hasn't paid his grazing fees since 1993. Over time, officials say these fees have amounted to more than $1 million. Authorities then herded the cattle. There was a standoff that sparked with members of militia groups. Organizers with the Oklahoma militia say they have members in Nevada and who claim that Bundy's cattle were unlawfully herded by the Bureau. I still don't understand why these government agencies are allowed to have law enforcement capabilities anyway. I don't get the need for it. If you need law enforcement to come in because somebody has got a gun pointed to your head because you're testing the water, well, somebody bring along a cell phone and call 911. Or maybe bring a cop out with you if you think you're going to have trouble. But you're a government agency. And now what happens? Who has a government agency? Well, the president can do whatever he wants to. He can get his little secretaries, his cabinet members who control these government agencies. Tell these agencies to do this, 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 and this. Okay, boss. They brainwash the soldiers out there. Oh, yeah, the Bundy, he's a lawbreaker. The Oklahoma militia says it is made up of nearly 50,000 volunteers, 50,000 of them. Members say they are taking Bundy's side in fear this practice could spread to the Sooner State. You're right. See, what the media doesn't want to report on this, see, there's several angles on this. I mean, there's so many different angles on this Bundy Ranch. I mean, there are so many things going on. This war is not over just one thing. This is a perfect storm. It's got a million things. But there are a lot of ranchers and a lot of farmers that have already been kicked out by the government. The government's been trying to do this for a long time. They don't want private property. They don't like the fact that citizens have property and own land. They don't like that. That's naughty. Well, that's what this is about. There have been a lot of these ranchers have been basically run out because they couldn't afford the grazing fees. They come up with some cock and bull. You graze on my closed government land and your cattle killed a turtle and we've got this, this, and this violations. We're going to fine you for this, this, and this. And next thing you know, this guy's left with absolutely nothing. He has to, you know, move on. Now he's working construction, the work isn't steady. And for what? Because the government wanted to show how big, mean, and powerful, and tough, and cool, and hot they are. Yeah, look at us. They don't want citizens owning land. They want the land. Well, Mr. Bundy has a natural and logical reason for fighting because he doesn't want to lose his ranch. And that's what the government is actually trying to do, is to run him out. They don't want him to have a ranch. They want the land. For why? There's not enough land somewhere else? Well, it's about the power. Well, they don't want private land. People own private land that's a threat to the government. Well, this Oklahoma militia sees the writing on the wall. There have been a lot in Nevada, a lot of ranches, not just in Nevada, but all over the country, the government does take away these farms and these ranches. Well, this guy doesn't want to lose his ranch, and I don't blame him. Well, Oklahoma, this militia group, sees what could happen to Oklahoma, and it will. This is a fight that does need to be fought. Now, the government, you know, I mean, you can argue that, you know, Cliven Bundy, by some law somewhere, he doesn't have a leg to stand on, but this isn't about law. This is about a lot of other things, and this is a fight that does need to be fought. There, people should be paying attention to what's going on here. This is something to keep a close eye on. The media flat refuses to tell you about how many other of these ranches that the government in Nevada have run out of business so they can take their land and do absolutely nothing with it. But they have it. It's theirs. Again, this goes along with Agenda 21. Private property is number one on the list. Private property is not sustainable. This has been going on for quite a while. Agenda 21, Common Core is a part of Agenda 21. We are no longer in the planning phases. We are deep in the execution phases. It sucks if we have to pay attention and we have to fight this stuff, but we have to fight it. Members say they are taking Bundy's side to fear the practice could spread to the Sooner State. Scott Shaw, he said, eventually, or evidently in America, we don't actually own the property anymore. If you ever did, no, you don't. You don't own any property. The government owns it. It's the government. Shaw says that Oklahoma militia members are ready to take up arms against the federal government if needed. Why don't you come to Framingham, Massachusetts, and hold your guns to that welfare department that has held this little 15-year-old girl in a room with no doctor, no medicine, nothing. Why don't you hold your guns up there? This little girl is worth a hell of a lot more than some cows, even though I do understand that fight in Nevada. Again, that is a fight that needs to be fought. But so is this 15-year-old girl, because it's not just her. It's not just Justina that's being held captive. Business, and it's done in all 50 states. Are there a million kids? I don't know. Exactly what the number is? Well, we don't really know. No one wants to investigate it, because if we do, we're going to find out that, oh my God, there's not enough jails to put these amount of people in. But this needs to be stopped nevertheless. But she's not a cow, so we can't really bring any guns. This is a human life we're talking about, not a cow, not a turtle, it's not a wind farm. Mr. Shaw says, it's up to the feds, the ball's in their court. You can do this legally, or if you want to try to do a land grab violently, you can do that. We're going to resist you. This is what happens. This is what happens. And now we're going to start a big war over cows. Meanwhile, children are being kidnapped out of hospitals, I guess now on a daily basis, is what it looks like. All across the United States, there's got to be a kid being kidnapped a day. Could be your kid. Imagine that. This is much bigger than you think. I'm listening to stories of people. This is much bigger than you think. The state has done this to far too many people. Not just Justina. And they've been doing this for too long. This has been going on for over 20 years, 25 years. Well, I'm sure it's been going on longer than that, but this particular, I guess, whatever you call this program, this link, this group, this circle, it's a ring. And it's sick. They're kidnapping children and making money off the taxpayers. kids they have, the more money they get. So if they need more kids, the kids die under their care and they, you know, they need to fill a billet, well, look at this. Look at the parent. They disagreed with your decision. Oh, the medical neglect. Take the kid. It's ours now. Now I can get my new boat. Mr. Shaw says, just look around at the country. They're doing it everywhere. That's right. They are. They're doing it to cows. They're doing it to people. They're doing it to everywhere, everything. They're taking over. And they're brazen about it. They just feel they're overconfident, which means they are going to collapse. But we have to stand up and resist them. Otherwise, they won't. This is something we have to do. We have to stand up and we have to resist. Look, it's okay to stand up and fight for what is right. It's okay to do that. You can defend yourself. You can defend your honor. You can defend yourself. It's okay to do that. The story just makes me sick, man. So anyway, they've been digging up these mass graves now at the Bundy Ranch. And I've seen some of the pictures, man. Just throwing them in these graves. They've been shot from helicopters. They didn't know what they were doing. They were breaking the water lines and the water tanks. And there was no reason for that. There was no reason for any of that. And every one of these guys that came down and did that, I mean, what were they thinking? I mean, what I wonder what they were told to go down there to do. Obviously, they were brainwashed in some way. They were told that this Bundy Ranch was, I guess they were, I don't know. But how do you get this many people to follow that? I mean, you have these government agencies like the EPA swooping in out of the trees with body armor and machine guns and sidearms and tasers to test water in Chicken, Alaska. How do you get that many people to go along with this? Isn't there anybody that says, wait a minute, this is wrong? Of all the kids that are being kidnapped for the last 25 years in this particular ring, which I'm sure it's been longer than that, but why is nobody stepping up and saying, stop, this is wrong? A doctor 7 months out of medical school is allowed to make an executive decision and call in a psychologist and take the kid and give it to the state with no evidence, no actual concrete proof, nothing that you could use in court. But they went to court. Guess what? The judge sided, well, with the hospital. Imagine that. With no evidence. And the judge made a determination that because of the accusation, digging up one of the huge holes where they drew the cows that they had run to death or shot, throwing them in these holes, running them down, shooting them down, little babies losing their mamas, getting trampled on. I mean, they're running over smashing turtle burrows, so they're out there killing even more turtles. And they're blaming it on cows. Grazing fees. It's all about money. The government wants the money. And why do they need the money? For what? Then once you do pay them, they're going to keep raising the fees. Well, you've been paying before and you didn't pay? Oh, okay. So now we can take the cows. What they keep doing is raising the fees to a point where you can't afford the grazing fees. So what do you got to do? Well, you got to sell the cattle. That's what they're doing. Don't let them fool you. That's how they do it. They get you paying grazing fees, and then they keep raising the raise on you until the point where you can't pay it anymore. And since you already paid one payment, that means, well, now you're committed. So you don't have a leg to stand on in the court. They run you out of business. That's sick, man. And for what? Show who's boss, who's big and tough, who can build a wind farm. They don't do anything with the land. Like, guys, how many goddamn bridges do they have going nowhere? How many farms of this and farms of that, and they got this project and that project? How many green companies were supposedly sparted up because of this stimulus package? And how many of them are in business? No, no. They all got themselves a nice little fat bonus check, though, thanks to the Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer. But we got unemployment at 6.7%. Wow. But you still have 91.5 million people out of work. Yeah, but they don't count. Yeah. They're Republicans. Screw them. Well, anyway, it looks like we didn't get cut off like we did yesterday a million times. No dogs bark. I want to thank everybody listening. My good friend Vito Esposito, Mama Mia No Sharia, my first mate, Kel. How you doing, guys? Iggy Mom, thank you all for listening. All of you on your little smartphones and all of you that are going to archive, I want to thank everybody for having patience and putting up with me all day. Well, it's only 2 hours, but in any event, we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.